of the Clinton Township Board of Education will please come to order. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on November 2nd, 2012. May we please have the roll call?
Mr. Freda?
Present.
Mrs. Grant?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Sturgis? Mrs. Sullivan?
Here.
Mrs. Cresti?
Yes.
And Mr. Dinko?
Here. I'd like to ask everybody to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
President's comments. I have to take a minute or two just to commend our superintendent of schools, Dr. Drusilla Clark, as well as our business administrator board secretary, Mrs. Heather Spitzer, for the excellent job they did with keeping parents and members of the Board of Education and the community in general informed about what was going on in our public schools. We've all been through a very, very trying time over the last week and a half, and I'm positive that the efforts of our superintendent and our business administrator, as well as our custodians and our maintenance crew, really helped to alleviate some stress and concerns that many of our parents had. Just to read the emails that were being sent out to the parents and keeping them informed, as well as board members informed, I think was a fantastic job by both our superintendent and business administrator and our maintenance and custodial department. So on behalf of the entire board and the community, I'd like to thank especially those two individuals for the work that you did over the last 10 days. We're at that part of the agenda where we have public comments on the agenda items. So if anybody in the public has a comment, please feel free to come to the mic, state your name and address, and we ask you to keep your comments or questions or concerns to 3 minutes. Would you like to address the board? Okay. Then we have the first recognition of the public. And again, I would ask you if you'd like to address the board. No? Okay. At this time, I'd like to turn this over to the Policy and Curriculum Committee. Mrs. McLaughlin, if you would, please.
We have one action item tonight, action item 13PC016. Be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby amends the school calendar to include November 8th and 9th as regular school days for the 2012-2013 school year.
We have a second on that?
Second.
Second by Maria Grant. Any discussion?
Quick question.
I'm sorry.
Students who already had planned absences due to travel, will these be excused absences?
Yes. We've already told the principals that they are excused absences.
Great.
Dr. Clark, would you take just a minute or two to inform the board about the cooperation you received from the Education Association, please?
Yes. This week, some information came out about the convention, the teachers' convention, NJEA's convention, being canceled due to the storm. And with that, I spoke to the Teachers Association and asked them if they would join the board as a team, work with us to open up the schools on the 8th and 9th so that we could get everything back to normal as soon as possible for our kids and provide continuity of the program. And they talked as a group, and they responded to me relatively quickly that they wanted to be part of the team, that they are part of the team. And frankly, they were fabulous about it. They had a couple of questions, which I answered for them. And I really want to thank them and let them know that we appreciate them. I said that although I don't speak for the board normally, that I knew that the board would be very pleased that they were working with us. And I think it's a very good sign that our teachers and administration and school board are working together. So I was very happy. It's a good thing. It's happening in different districts across New Jersey. So it's not just Clinton Township that's doing this. There are many teachers associations across the state that are working with their school boards to do this. So I just wanted to make note and appreciate them.
Thank you, Dr. Clark. Before we take a vote, are any board members have any questions or concerns, either for Dr. Clark or for Heather?
I just have a comment to add. I think it would be nice if the Board of Education would send a letter to the staff thanking them for coming in on those 2 days.
Okay. Can you call me and I'll be more than happy to sign that. Okay. Thank you, Rachel.
Jim, I have a draft. I'll send you.
Pardon?
I have a draft.
Already? Okay.
Our communication committee.
All right. May we have a roll call?
Just one quick question. Before.
Sure.
And as far as the staff goes, they will also be, they'll also have excused absences for those 2 days if they have a planned event?
Yes, I actually have a list, and they'll be using a sick day. So, yes, it's an excused absence. Normally, you don't use a sick day for travel break, but we thought it was appropriate for this and that we would work with the teachers, no questions asked.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right. Can we have a roll call vote then?
Mr. Freda?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Sullivan?
Yes.
Mrs. Cresty?
Yes.
And Mr. Dinko?
Yes.
All yes, motion carries.
Thank you. Second recognition of the public. If anybody would like to address the board, this is an opportunity. I'd ask you to please come to the mic, state your name and address, and limit your question, concern, or comment to 3 minutes. Okay. Seeing none at this time, I'm asking someone on the board to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
So moved by Mark, seconded by Michelle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.